For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with the WWE. I'm Andrew Pisano, and I'm very pissed off right now. And here's my buddy Josh Reese. What's going on, man?
Hey, I'm not pissed off, but Andrew, you're hot right now. I think you should share with people why you're a little bit upset.
Well, I'm upset for a couple of reasons. So first off, we're recording this podcast a day early, and like 30 minutes ago, it got reported by TMZ that Carrie Fisher had like a massive heart attack on a plane. And
it's usually not a good sign.
By the time you listen to this podcast, you know, you'll know whether she made it or not. But apparently, yeah, she's right now, as of right now, she's in critical condition. And if you know Max Landis, who, you know, me, Joe, and Eric were lucky enough to meet at WrestleMania in Dallas, he tweeted, like, one of his best friends was on the plane with Carrie Fisher. And they were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe like this is happening. Like, they were very emotional. And so Max Landis tweeted, RIP Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
And then he got attacked by so many people on Twitter, like saying, you're a piece of shit, you fucking asshole. You're such a little bitch. Like, she's not dead yet. How could you say that? You're just trying to get the first story. You need attention. All the people that are like shitting on Max Landis on Twitter, you're the ones looking for attention. Like,
I do want to say, I mean, in hindsight, you probably should wait for confirmation.
Okay, but even so,
I agree. I mean, it's something you just said, like, off Jess. I mean, he didn't mean it like,
right.
Oh, I'm gonna be the first person.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, it's probably something you should wait
for. If anything, if she ends up living, then obviously he just made a little mistake.
Yeah,
which does not warrant like to just crap all over the person. Like, you're saying way worse things than he said. RIP means rest in peace, not like, fuck her, she's dead. Like, that's not what he's saying.
And it's not like one of the people that are always trying to kill Bill Cosby off every single year.
Right.
RIP Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is something that actually happened, a big heart attack on a plane.
Right.
It's not like she's getting actual real-life medical attention. It's probably pretty serious.
Yeah.
Now, we both hope she doesn't die, but I mean, I think we can safely say if you have a major heart attack on a plane, the likelihood of you dying is probably fairly high.
Well, yeah, and apparently she wasn't breathing for over 10 minutes, so
yeah,
that's not a good
and
thing.
And like I told you, I mean, if she's not breathing for 10 minutes, if she is alive, she has massive brain trauma just because there's no oxygen going to the brain, and you need oxygen to the brain
to
survive.
So the plane, luckily, I mean, for her, you know, if she ends up pulling through, like, the plane landed like 10 minutes after she had the heart attack. So as soon as it landed, they got EMTs in there and rushed her out of there. But so we'll see. I just think it was ridiculous that people were like just viciously attacking Max Landis for just saying RIP.
It is.
It's just very stupid.
It is ridiculous.
And then people said, oh, I'll let the doctors, I'll wait for a doctor to tell me she's dead. Okay, I'm sorry. So every time a celebrity dies, you go and talk to the doctor that examined that celebrity?
Well,
you
first
moron.
Off, there is no official Twitter account of random doctor who's just tweeting RIP.
So you're going to talk to the doctor that declared Carrie Fisher dead?
They'll be waiting for a while.
And then even if you say like, oh no, the news reported. Oh yeah, because the news is always right. The news is always correct.
They get a few things wrong as well.
It's just complete lunacy. That's like if I told you, like, you know, my dog died. You're not going to believe me. You're going to wait till you fucking hear it from, you're going to go to my vet and ask him.
Is that why you don't have a dog at your house?
No. I had a dog.
Oh.
I had a dog when I lived with my parents. But that was a while back.
Oh, so okay.
It's okay. I'm just making an example.
What was his name?
LB. That we got him when LB. He was a year, and they named him LB, so we just kept.
I wonder what LB stands for.
Larry Bird, I think. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
So anyways, that's one reason I'm pissed off. I just hate when people randomly attack other people online for no fucking good reason.
I think you can sum this up as you hate Twitter trolls.
Yes.
Yes.
And then, so I also got trolled. This was on Facebook, though. So if you saw the video I posted when we went to SmackDown a few weeks ago, it was December 6th. And then we stayed after for 205 Live for whatever reason.
Boredom, and, I would imagine. Well, or trying to not get stuck in traffic.
Maybe. I don't know. But so anyways, I tweeted this video, if you saw the Facebook video, of it's when Rich Swann's coming out and I'm just recording myself, like shaking my head, saying, I can't handle this, I can't handle this. And then it actually, like, 1,800 people watched it. It reached like 21,000 people, but I guess most of those people didn't watch it. But I got a message 3 hours ago from someone saying, because I'm wearing an Ambrose shirt in the video.
And this is weeks ago.
Yes. And he just says this today. And he says, why would you go to a 205 Live show in a Dean Ambrose shirt?
Wait, you mean you went to a wrestling match in a wrestling person shirt?
Right.
Now, oh, like, okay.
Right. This isn't like, I'm not going to a Texans game, like a Texans Jaguars game wearing a Jets shirt. Like, that would be stupid, I admit. But okay, why do you go to a 205 Live show in a Dean Ambrose shirt? So I just replied, they tape after SmackDown, genius.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then he says, really, didn't know they allowed dicks to go. And he spells allowed A-L-O-U-D. So he didn't even get the right spelling. He used the wrong word, to which I responded with a screenshot of the definition of allowed spelled the way he spelled it, A-L-O-U-D, which is not silently or in a whisper or loudly. So you're saying, really, didn't know they let loud dicks to go. Or no, I'm sorry, really didn't know they loud dicks to go. That's what he says. Well, so it makes no sense.
Well, you have to say it loudly.
Yeah.
With exclamation points.
So I sent him the definition, and then he says, yep. And then he just replies like three times. Yep, that's what to expect from dicks. So again, grammatically incorrect again. Sorry if I hurt your feeling by asking a simple question. Again, grammatically incorrect. Also, aloud, did I help your feelings? What is he saying? So I just replied, look, you didn't hurt my feelings. I barely understand what you're typing.
Like, Andrew, I don't get Andrew, it. Andrew.
What are you saying?
Andrew, calm down. You're going to have an aneurysm. Relax. Take an Aaron Rodgers and relax. Uh-huh. These Twitter trolls are going to cause you to have an aneurysm.
Dude, now like seriously.
I think what you need to do is delete him.
Oh. I know these celebrities are rich. I feel bad that they have to deal with this shit on a daily basis.
Well, that's why most of them don't read comments.
Right.
Well, I've told you many of times, like whenever I write a story and stuff like that, I don't read the comments anymore. Just because I have to see all the horrible things
so
people
stupid.
Write. Yeah, you just have to block that shit
why
out.
Why are you wearing an Ambrose shirt? Mm-hmm. You fuck. You should have brought two shirts. You should have brought your Ambrose shirt. And then when 205 Live started, you should have put on a
You
TJ should have
fucking
Perkins
wore
shirt.
Your TJ Perkins shirt yeah. or your, what is his name? Rick James? Rick what?
Rick Swan.
Rich Swan shirt, motherfucker. Support Rich Swan.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that. That's like saying like, hey, why did you wear a red shirt to SmackDown? Oh, this shirt's red. That's not, the SmackDown's blue. Oh, fucking bullshit. What a piece of shit.
Andrew, take an Aaron Rodgers and relax.
Okay.
R-E-L.
Wait, take an Aaron Rodgers and abandon my family?
Relax.
Take an Aaron Rodgers and don't talk to my family for 2 years because my girlfriend's hot?
You would too, wouldn't you?
No.
Well, I would.
Maybe for like a week, but not 2 years.
Come on, Olivia Munn?
I'm not really into her that much as everyone else is. I'll admit she's hot, but I don't think she's like the hottest chick ever. She did say on television that my Spider-Man parody was hilarious. So I have that to hold over everyone, I guess.
She's pretty attractive.
Yeah, she is. But she's...
She's 36? Wow, I didn't think she was that old.
Well, anyways.
Aaron Rodgers in his early 20s, right?
Early 20s?
Or mid-20s.
No, he's probably like 30 now.
Oh, he's 33 too. Wow. Oh,
okay.
Okay, time flies.
Dude, he's been in the league since 2005.
Well, I keep forgetting he spent like 15 years behind Brett Favre.
That's right, yeah. I think he was drafted in 94, you know, a few years after Brett Favre.
And he spent 16 years on the 16 bench.
16 years on the bench, yeah. Anyways, so sorry about that rant if that was annoying. I don't know. Hopefully that was a little entertaining. Anyways, we have an NXT recap to get to.
Was it glorious this week?
I mean, the second half. The second half certainly was.
At least part of it was.
Now, the beginning was awful. We start off NXT with Billy Kay versus Daria with Peyton Royce in Billy's corner. Simple way to describe this would be this match sucked. So Daria wears MMA gloves. Her whole gimmick is that she's an MMA fighter
right. That
wants to wrestle. Okay. Why aren't you just an MMA fighter? It's like back in the day when Doink the Clown would come out. Well, why aren't you just a clown? Like, why are you a wrestler? Shouldn't you just be a clown?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, Daria wears MMA gloves, but then when it's time to throw punches, she takes the gloves off.
Well, the thing I never understood was...
Why do you wear the gloves if you take them off to punch?
I mean, I agree, but the thing I think is more disconcerting is so she has this MMA person, she's supposed to be this MMA fighter or whatever, yeah. And then she doesn't do any of the things that MMA fighters would do.
She just throws a few punches.
Yeah, and then she like throws the person to the ground. First of all, Corey Graves goes, double leg takedown, when it was a spear. That wasn't a double leg takedown.
That was terrible.
And then she's like motioning her to get back up. No! MMA person jumps on her and starts beating the shit out of her.
Yeah, she does nothing like an MMA person.
No.
Also, like, you could say, okay, Undertaker wears MMA gloves. Yeah, but he doesn't take them off.
No, he doesn't.
He punches with the gloves on.
Yes, he does.
That's the whole point of gloves. Anyways.
God, go on.
Stupid. It's like, I don't know.
Yes.
I'm already heated, so I'm getting angry over stupid things like, why does she take her MMA gloves on?
Are you a heel?
I'm heel Andrew today, yeah, that's for sure. So Peyton attacks Daria while the ref is distracted, and then Billy Kay hits the big boot to get the win. So this was like a 3-minute match, and they've built and you know they've at least tried to make us believe that it's Daria, right? It's not, they say Daria.
Sure, whatever. Her
they
name try. Is.
They want to make us believe that Daria is this badass, yet she gets beaten 3 minutes.
Well, she got beat by two people. It was the numbers game.
Oh, the numbers game. Yeah, but a big boot. I mean, that's a shitty finisher to begin with.
I agree.
So then after the match, Billy and Peyton tell Asuka that they're coming for her.
We're coming for you.
We're coming for you, Asuka.
In homage to
Booker T and Hulk Hogan. So
that's awful.
So anyways, yeah, they say that they're coming for Asuka. Also, why are Peyton and Billy always holding hands? Like, I always feel like they're about to kiss. I know I've said this before, but once again, they hold hands. They're, like, always rubbing on each other.
Yeah, and I feel like I noticed Billy, not Billy Kay, Peyton Royce was trying to pull away, and Billy Kay even kind of tugged her in
a little
bit closer.
Like, feeling each other up. It's weird.
I'm not against this, but
you need
to pay it off.
Get over,
like, backstage segments.
Yes, exactly. They're
showering together.
Pay it off. Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
Yes.
So.
We all want more in Billy Kay together, but not in the ring.
Right. You know, exactly.
Yes.
So anyways, after they call out Asuka, later in the show, Asuka's interviewed backstage and she says that, you know, they're no competition for her. And then the camera pans to the right and we see Nikki Cross staring like 5 feet away, like just staring at Asuka. And then she laughs and walks away. And then Asuka at first looks confused, but then she smiles like, yes, stalk me. I don't know.
I think she probably was confused.
None of these chicks are beating Asuka.
No, they're not on her level.
Peyton Royce, Billy, Nikki Cross, none of them are beating Asuka. It won't be till Ember Moon takes it over.
Nope.
So yep. I wonder who she's going to fight at San Antonio, because I don't think it's going to be Ember Moon at this point. Like, I think they would have been building towards it right now.
Probably one of these three chicks.
I'm thinking it's going to be like a Fatal 4-Way.
But with Nikki Cross and
Peyton, Billy, Nikki, and Asuka.
But they can't have Peyton and Billy in there together.
Yeah, because then it'll make... Yes. Dude, they had Cena versus Shawn Michaels and Triple H while they were in DX in a triple threat match for the title.
And they didn't fight with each other?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think they can have these chicks fight with each other. They love each other so much.
Do they? Well, so did Shawn and Triple H.
Hmm.
But when it's for the title.
Did they hold hands and almost make out a few times?
They definitely almost made out a few times. And then when they do the DX thing, they go up and they slap each other's hands like DX. So that's kind of like holding hands.
Do they do the cross chops to the other one's nuts?
They used to. They used to, actually, yeah. Anyways, so next up we have the Authors of Pain beating up some jobbers. And again, this was all recorded a few weeks ago, so we saw this video online of at the end of this match.
Oh, I didn't see that. I mean, I watched it live.
Yeah. You mean live? You mean like...
I've recorded live.
Right.
Live on the network.
So they do their double powerbomb, and then they powerbomb one guy on top of the other, and then one of the jobbers got legitimately injured, so the referee stops the match. Like, they award the win to the Authors of Pain, but he stops the match. Right as they're about to do their finisher on the guy, he's like, wait, no, this guy's unconscious, and you're holding him up.
He was super-duper concussed.
Yes, absolutely. So then after the match, Paul Ellering says that the Authors of Pain will become the NXT Tag Team Champions at TakeOver San Antonio.
Did you hear the way Ellering said it? He said the Authors of Pain, but he worded it awkwardly. He said, my Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
As in, like, what are they doing to Paul?
They live in my house. I feed them breakfast every day.
They cause me tremendous amounts of pain.
And they... and they changed my diaper.
Yeah. I just thought that was so incredibly worded.
It's his Authors of Pain. Man.
His Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not gonna read this, but WWE.com did a Q&A with Paul Ellering to find out the myth behind the mayhem. At least some of it looks pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
WWE.com.
Awful.
So if you want, you can read that. I'm sure you'll be entertained.
Yeah. So anyways.
Oh, this was by Brian Saxton. So you'll be entertained.
God. Will we? Anyways, so now it's time for the main event of NXT. All in all, like, there wasn't much. It was just pretty much just three matches. Like, they started making their way to the ring with like 30 minutes left.
I know. I look, the entrances alone
were like 10
they
minutes.
Took 5 minutes. Yeah. They took a long time.
Well, Rude's is like 5 minutes by itself.
Because he has to do what, two or three full rotations on the pedestal?
I've never seen anyone sell an entrance as much as Bobby Roode does.
Maybe Finn Balor.
Yeah, but it seems like Roode puts everything into it. Like, every step he takes.
I'll give you that. Oh, yeah. Measured.
It. Yeah, like, calculated.
Planned
so
out.
Perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're kind of in a, I don't know, I'm kind of, I was like in a trance watching his entrance.
Yeah, I mean.
It's weird.
It's not a dance, but it looks almost like it's a, like it's sort of a dance with every movement is.
And he takes
to
so
the
long.
Beat.
It's perfect to his character. Yeah. He's like, look at me. I'm glorious. I'm amazing. Like, mm-hmm. I can take 5 minutes to get to the ring. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And so. It was glorious.
Yeah, it was. So
I can't wait for his Royal Rumble weekend entrance. It'll be glorious.
Okay. It is going to be glorious because. So we have Bobby Roode versus Ty Dillinger versus Roderick Strong versus Cien Almas to decide the number one contender for the NXT Championship in a Fatal 4-Way elimination match. Now, I'm not a fan of Fatal 4-Ways, but I like that, like, they're starting to do more elimination matches lately. And I like that better than just a Fatal 4-Way.
I agree.
I like the elimination match.
It takes the random that moment, you know, anybody can win.
Yeah, and
it actually takes someone who is going to work at it all.
Right,
way.
And it's not just who gets the first pin. It's who survives. Who's the last person, you know? That's why people love the Rumble so much. So anyways, this was a very good match. It went on for a while before there even was an elimination, but Strong eliminates Cien Almas first. If you had to ask me, I would have thought Strong gets eliminated first, then Almas, then Dillinger, then Roode, but okay.
But we all knew that Dillinger and Roode were going to be the last two.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyways, Dillinger then eliminates Strong after hitting the tiebreaker. Also, before there was any elimination, they do like that, you know, double suplex or quadruple suplex powerbomb thing off the top rope, you know, with Dillinger being the one to powerbomb
everyone.
And
that was super unbelievable.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did you believe that? Dillinger powerbombs all four of those guys?
No, not really. They also edited it. Like, clearly it took longer for them to set it up, and they, like, cut really quick, and all of a sudden he's doing the move.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, yeah, we're down to Roode and Dillinger, which is, you know, the TakeOver Toronto match. And Rude grabs a chair, since it's no DQ, but Dillinger hits Bobby with a super kick and goes for the cover,
Boo.
But Rude kicks out.
You got to use a chair if you're going to tease it.
Well, that's okay. So anyways, Dillinger then hits Rude with a tiebreaker. And if you would have asked, like, so anyways, this got spoiled for me because they taped this match, like, you know, like 3 weeks in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So I already knew that Rude, you know, was going to win. But if I didn't know and he hits Rude with a tiebreaker, I was like, holy shit, Dillinger's going to win this match. But Bobby kicks out of the tiebreaker.
What is he, Roman Reigns?
That's what I wrote. He's the Roman Reigns. He's the Roman Reigns of NXT. He kicks out of everything. And he's a heel that kicks out of everything. So that's crazy. But okay, fine. I'll take it for Bobby Roode.
He's glorious.
Yeah. So Dillinger then tries to hit the tiebreaker off the second rope, but Roode gets out of it. And then a minute later, he ends up hitting the glorious DDT to get the win and become the new number one contender. Yes.
I will give in till I'm victorious. Mm-hmm. I hope you're replaying this theme song as you do this, Andrew.
It starts the show.
I know, but I think people need
to hear
it. You
mean so that we don't hear you sing it?
Five times.
You mean so we don't hear you singing it?
I guess.
Because you sounded like Mickey Mouse Josh.
Oh, no. We don't want to bring that back up. I don't think people like that one.
Some people did.
Some.
Some people didn't. So that was NXT. So who is your worst dressed for the show?
Worst dress would have to be, and I think this is the first time I have her in worst dress,
mm-hmm.
Peyton Royce. What is that get up that she's wearing? Is she trying to be a flower? It's all like, it's long and she's got like the poofy thing on right up top her shoulders. What the fuck is she trying to quote
Liv Morgan? Peyton Royce thinks he's Poison Ivy from Batman. Remember she's got a point. I had Daria dressed as the ugly MMA fighter. Again, because I told you, if you see her, if you look at her on Instagram, she's actually, she looks way better on Instagram.
Right.
So who was your best dressed then?
I think you know this, Andrew.
Glorious. All right.
I will give in. You know what's more awesome about this? He fucking wears a different robe every single time he goes to the ring.
He does?
Yeah. It's
sure?
a different robe. I'm sure.
Oh, God. Oh, excuse me, Josh. They all look blue, though.
They're different types. You wore a green one once. This one was blue.
Oh, yeah, the green one looked like weed. It looked like it was like representing
those stars on the back.
It looked like the weed symbol a little bit. Yeah. I still had Peyton Royce for best dressed. I mean,
okay, well, you can't go wrong. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
And what was the worst moment or the worst part of the show?
I mean, there wasn't too much.
First match,
I guess. Daria, I thought that whole match was pretty stupid.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
And favorite part, the final match,
Bobby Roode
winning, of course. Yeah.
Yes.
Easy
kicking out of the tiebreaker. I guess
easy awards. Still wondering if we should even do awards for NXT. I don't know. It seems a little
only
silly.
On big events, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we should. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it's so I only have one really article for news, and that is Liv Morgan's being advertised for a WWE Raw live event on December 28th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
Oh?
Now, this is just a house show, but it will be her first time competing on the main roster. It's going to be in an 8-woman tag match.
Oh, so a bunch of jobbers. Alicia Fox.
It's going to be Liv Morgan. Sasha, I don't know why, but Sasha Banks right now is scheduled to appear, even though on Raw she's like has a broken knee or whatever. But
maybe she'll appear in like her, a knee brace.
But she's scheduled to wrestle.
Mm.
It'd be stupid to do that after she just got whooped by Nia Jax.
I agree.
I don't know. We'll see.
I guess this is news. There's going to be a 2-hour... Two-hour NXT next week, a special two-hour NXT next week.
Did they say that?
Yeah.
On the show?
No, it's not on the show. I saw it on WWE.com. So this is what the WWE tweeted. Don't miss a special two-hour edition of WWE NXT, spotlighting NXT Osaka next Wednesday. And this will be where the tag team champs compete.
So we're going back to Osaka, Japan from like 3 weeks ago?
Yes.
I don't want to do that.
The tag team champs will appear, Andrew. You have to watch.
I'm tired of these NXT shows that are like from a month ago. We already
but
know what
you
happens.
Know you want to watch the tag team champs.
Who are they fighting?
Asian people.
I Jesus, don't know. Josh.
I don't know their names.
Asians.
That's a Royal Rumble full of Asian people. Oh, that was racist.
Jesus.
Josh. Their names are Tajiri and Tozawa?
Wait, seriously?
T-A...
No, I know Tajiri.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I guess they're not random Asian people.
Well, Tajiri is joining 205 Live in January.
Okay.
He used to be in WWE.
Oh, well, there you go. There's a reason to watch. And Tozawa.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Tajiri used to spit, like, green stuff in his opponent's face when the referee wasn't looking.
He was the Asian Carlito?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Well, you would say Carlito's is the Hispanic Tajiri.
Oh, he was first.
But that was an apple. He spits like green mist in your face.
Weird.
So, yeah.
Oh, like how Triple H spits water in front of everybody in the first row?
Yeah, but instead he does it to like, and it's like, oh, he burns my eyes. What is that? What, you know? Anyways.
I always thought that was weird. Would you complain if you're in the front row and you're out and Triple H just missed you with spit?
Nah, I just opened my mouth. Ah.
Let me bathe in your gloriousness, Triple H.
I don't know how much would really get on them.
I've always wondered it.
He turns it into mist, yeah. You know? So it's not like he's like just going,
but it just rains over the crowd.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know how much would.
If you've ever
though.
Been sprayed by Triple H, let us know.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a Reddit discussion on that. I don't know.
I should start a Reddit discussion on that. That's right.
Yeah. You have any other news or rumors? I didn't see anything.
No, I'm looking. I don't really see anything.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah. So anyway, like, so as it stands right now, like, we're going to get Rude and Nakamura for the title.
Woo-hoo!
And
we still don't have anybody for the women's
title
yet.
Do you see Rude winning?
Oh, they have to have him win, right?
Yeah, he has to.
There's no way they can have him lose.
Which means, like, Nakamura's title reign.
But then you can't have Nakamura Reigns lose.
Reigns?
Nakamura Reigns?
Shinsuke Reigns?
Shinsuke Reigns.
Well, it will be a short title run for him if he does, you know?
Yeah.
Like he really didn't even defend it yet.
And
he did. He did defend in that cage match, mm-hmm. and he won. But that's the only person he beat was Samoa Joe. Also, most likely it's going to be DIY versus Authors of Pain.
No.
And DIY is going to fucking lose that match.
So their tag team
reign is going to be short as well.
No, we haven't seen the Revival. Revival have to fight.
Yes. What? No, they're fighting like a couple weeks before the takeover.
No.
Remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah. It's going to be DIY versus The Revival. Whoever wins that will fight the Authors of Pain. It's going to be DIY. And they're going to lose to the Authors of Pain. But hey, maybe that'll just, you know, get Gargano and Ciampa to the main roster.
I guess.
I would have Gargano and Ciampa go to SmackDown, The Revival go to Raw. Take those fucking titles off of Sheamus and Cesaro.
Yes.
For the love of fucking God.
Yes, I agree.
They totally missed the boat. We did not need this Sheamus-Cesaro title reign. What would have been way better is the New Day dropping it to the Revival at WrestleMania.
100%.
You totally missed the boat there. Epic fail.
Do you think Vince watches much NXT?
No.
He probably doesn't even know what he has down there.
Nah. I don't know. They should know that whenever it's Rude's time.
It's Rude's time now.
Push the shit out of him. Well, look, he's going to be the NXT champ first.
Which is stupid. Admit it, it's stupid. There's no reason for him to... There's zero reason for him at all to be at NXT.
He doesn't have to do it for long.
But you can admit, there's no reason in him to be at NXT right now.
But at this point, since they're doing it, I would have him beat Nakamura and then... Beat whoever, if you know, it shouldn't be Nakamura again at the TakeOver Orlando before WrestleMania. Have him beat whoever he fights there, whether it's Nakamura or whoever, and then drop it at the next TakeOver, and then just go to the main roster. Come on. Be fine. Or just fucking don't drop it at all, but they always make them do that, so.
Have him take it to the main roster. I'd be fine with that. Hijack the belt.
Well, Kevin
maybe
Owens
that's why
that.
The new belt is coming.
Kevin Owens already did that.
Yeah, but you could have Bobby Roode do it more gloriously.
Okay. Anyways, let's get to some fan questions, shall we? Can we do that?
I guess.
All right, Casper Macy, what's your favorite mobile game?
I play Marvel Contest of Champions.
What is that?
It's just a one-player game where you play with all the different Marvel characters and, you know, just beep, 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 beep.
It's like a Mortal Kombat style?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
There's only a couple moves you can do. It's basically something to just keep your thumbs busy.
Yeah, because, you know, your thumbs always need to be busy.
Yeah. Well, for someone who's ADHD, they do need to be busy.
Who do you play as usually?
I play lots of random people, but I think right now my strongest character is a Punisher.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good character.
He's pretty good.
It's a good character.
He's pretty good. He likes to shoot people. He's a bad guy. He's a badass, but he has a little bit of a sweet center. You know what he's like? He's like a mound. A dark shell, mm-hmm. but a rich and gooey center.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, my favorite mobile game is certainly not the new Mario Run that came
Mario
out.
Run?
That game's a piece of shit.
I haven't played that. I've seen it, though, so I guess I'll
downloaded
avoid
it. And, okay, so it's Mario Run, so he runs for you. You don't have to make him run, you know? It's like one of those games where mm-hmm. he's just constantly running. And he jumps over most of the stuff for you. You don't even have to do half the stuff. He jumps over, like, everything. So it's super easy. You don't even really have to do anything.
Mm.
And then I beat the first three levels very easily. And then it says, oh, if you want the rest, it's $10. $10 for a game I'm watching? I'm not even playing the game.
Well, maybe it gets considerably harder after you buy it.
Mm, I don't think so. I don't think so. So I don't really play a lot of mobile games, but Jetpack Joyride, whenever I'm bored and I have nothing to do except play on my phone, mm-hmm. Jetpack Joyride. It's a fun game.
Okay.
It's a fun game. All right, what else? Clark Kent, Pushfire Barry, Eric Young, Austin Aries, No Way Jose. Well, this is very easy.
Fire No Way Jose.
Fire Jose, Barry Eric Young, and Push Aries.
Yeah, I can deal with that. You know what? I really like him. Y'all haven't talked about him much on the commentary for Raw.
What?
Austin Aries, when he comes
well,
on commentary?
He upset he does commentary. I mentioned like
I know,
one
but y'all
thing
should,
he said.
Y'all should mention some of the great things that he says.
I did.
Did y'all?
Yes.
I missed this.
He said, Cole asks him, who's the favorite in this match? And Aries says, well, if I was in it, I'd be the favorite.
No. Oh, okay.
That was good.
It was good.
Anyways.
He is the greatest man that ever lived.
That's his gimmick. So Rito asks, can Stone Cold and Chris Lee Nose Dick sing Jingle Balls? And also, Josh, I love Little Caesar's Pizza. So you have one person.
It is amazing. I'm glad there's more than just one. And there are plenty because Little Caesar's is a global franchise. So I can't be the only one that thinks it's delicious and
so he
affordable.
Wants me to sing it as Stone Cold and Chris Lee?
I'll
just
what
do
are
Chris
we singing?
Lee. Well, he says Jingle Balls because it's Chris Lee.
Jingle Balls, Jingle Balls.
Hold on. Jingle Balls, Jingle Bells, Jingle Ball Cock. That's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Adam Wilson. If WWE made a game that had 80s Saturday night main event mode with people during that time, who would be in your top 10 to be included? So
what the? Read it again.
They made games in the 80s for the WWF that featured these guys. Like, who would be your top 10 stars from the 80s, basically?
Oh.
I mean, Hogan, Macho Man.
Lex Luger.
No, fuck him.
Oh.
Fuck Lex Luger.
Ouch.
This is more for Joe, though. Like, Roddy Piper, obviously, but, you know, I was a little kid then.
Jimmy Snuka?
Nah, he murdered his girlfriend.
Well, shit, if we're taking out all the people who murdered their family
oh,
and
that's right.
girlfriends.
No one, oh, that's right. No one could be in it.
That's right.
And then also Adam says, what version of the cage do you think was better, the 80s blue cage or the modern one? And would you like to see the blue one make a return? So the blue one looked cool, but it was very small. If you go back and, like, there's an Andre the Giant Hulk Hogan match from the 80s inside a steel cage. And, like, it's barely over Andre's head. Like, Andre's 7 feet tall, and the cage is probably like 9 feet tall.
Oh, weird.
So the cage really isn't that tall. So, you know, I like that it's blue, but if they were to do it now, they'd have to make the blue cage the height of the normal cage now.
Yeah, so people could jump off of it.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, again, I would just take the door off the damn cage. That's what I would do. I hate the door. Jay Bizzle, how much do I have to donate to the Patreon to get 5 minutes with Josh's mom?
Weird.
What is this about?
I have no clue.
That's weird.
I guess however much money it would take for me to be with your mom, buddy.
Zing! He got you there. That was weird.
It would probably be really cheap.
Anyway, I don't know why. That was very weird. Yeah, I don't know. Caleb Young, would Josh turn gay if Ryback offered him his Little Caesar?
No, I don't understand why people hate this shit. I like Ryback. I'm not gay for Ryback.
They're just messing with
Jesus
you.
Christ.
They don't really think you're gay
I'm
for
I'm not
Ryback.
Gay for Little Caesars. Don't rub it against my nuts.
You're clearly gay for Little Caesars.
I love Little Caesars because they're affordable and they're delicious. But I'm not going to have sex with Little Caesar's pizza, or I'm not going to have sex with Ryback.
You wouldn't fuck the pizza?
No.
Not just once?
Not just once. I'm not going to fuck an apple pie either.
No?
I never understood that premise.
No?
No. Do you understand that premise, Andrew? Have you ever fucked an apple pie?
I haven't, but I imagine it'd probably feel good, maybe. I don't know. It's squishy and gooey. I don't know.
I hope someone bakes you a warm apple pie.
All right, I'll do it this weekend, and then I'll let you know what happens.
Facebook Live it, please.
Facebook Live it. Campy Corleone says, Josh, I don't know this dude, but I know he about to... It's like a meme. It says, I don't know this dude, but I know he about to get laid, and it's like a guy in a subway, like, holding a Little Caesar's pizza box. I don't know what that's
with
about.
Some flowers. Well, yeah. I mean, Little Caesars is the food of
love.
Yeah,
I brought flowers and Little Caesars.
Italian food is the food of love, Andrew.
That's right. So CJ did a Google search, and he typed Caesar's pizza, and up came, why is Little Caesars so nasty? Why is Little Caesars pizza so cheap? Why is Little Caesars cheap? Why is Little Caesars called Little Caesars? And why is Little Caesars so bad? So explain all that, Josh.
I think that's just I think that's just the liberal media keeping the big machine of Little Caesars down. I mean, come on, it's probably a bunch of little liberal people that don't like Little Caesars. Andrew, you're the most liberal person I know, and you don't like Little Caesars.
I'm not liberal.
I think Little Caesars is for smart conservative people.
I don't
like conserving their dollars.
I don't consider myself liberal or conservative. I'm both ways on certain topics.
Mm.
Like, I'm for the death penalty, but I'm not like a gun advocate. So it just depends. But no, I'm not really liberal or anything like that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my theory, is I think it's a bunch of liberals that are really trying to destroy their
reputation.
It's a conspiracy?
Is that what you're saying? You saying it's a conspiracy?
The liberals, I got to play Ventura while Joe's not here.
The liberals are keeping the big company of Little Caesars down.
I'm sure the mind would agree. Brian Condi, Fatal 4-Way. HBK, Styles, Rollins, and Jericho, all in their prime. Who goes over and who takes the pin? I would say HBK pins Rollins.
Just sure.
Shawn Michaels has to get the win. Doesn't really matter who he pins. On and Wolf, would Josh give Ryback a reach around for a year's supply of Little Caesars?
Oh, that's an interesting one.
That is an interesting. Oh,
quite the paradox.
I'm not gay for Ryback or Little Caesars, but oh, let me think about this for a minute.
No,
maybe
for a lifetime supply, I might think about it.
All right, Autumn, set it up. A lifetime supply. Make it happen. I want to see this.
Oh, Lord.
And then Campy Corleone also asks, what are y'all doing for Christmas? Did you make Santa's list? I don't know. I guess we'll find out on Christmas, won't we?
What else did you get for Leo?
I got Leo something badass. Or should I say Santa got something badass for Leo?
Well, I mean, did you get him something more than what I saw?
What did you see?
The big ass...
The Batmobile?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we got him that. That thing's awesome. And we just set it up last night. and now we have to hide it in our house.
Yeah, where the fuck are you going to hide? This right thing now, that Andrew got him has got to be like 3 feet long.
Leo, I hope Leo's not listening to this. No. right now it's hiding in my office, and like we threw a bunch of blankets over it. But there's not even a lock in that office, so like we got to like, we put on like the child lock thing, you know, so he can't open it, so.
Is he going to go insane when he sees it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, better, or else I'm just going to drive around in it.
It's big enough to where you might be able to.
No, no chance.
What else did you get him? You said you got him something else good?
Just some toys. I'm probably going to stop at the store today and get something else, but yeah. Anyways, what about you? What is Santa getting you?
I have no clue. I've told my family not to get me anything.
Oh, that's right, because you hate everything. Yeah. You hate all holidays and
birthdays. I don't do holidays. No.
You're so weird.
I am weird.
Why would you not want presents? You feel bad that people give you presents?
I do. I'd rather them save that money and spend it themselves.
That's dumb.
Why?
That's
Why
dumb.
Would I want people spending money on me? What the fuck did I ever do that's so special?
Why do you hate yourself, dude? You just everyone deserves a fucking gift once in a while. Jeez. You don't deserve it? You're a terrible person?
I am a pretty terrible person.
You are? What have you done in your life that was so bad?
I don't know. We want to get into all that, but yeah.
You told someone to fuck off once? Ooh, you're such a bad person, Josh.
I think one of the things I regret the most is when I was in high school.
Oh, boy.
I was, there was this girl who had a mustache.
Uh-huh.
And I told her in the cafeteria, and I made her cry. And I felt really, really bad about that afterwards.
Wait, so you were like a bully in school?
I was an asshole. I wasn't a bully, but I was an asshole. I was a dickhead. I was.
So you're still blaming yourself for something you did in high school?
Oh, yeah. I think about shit all the time. I think about stuff that I did when I was in, like, you know, elementary school, middle school, and stuff like that.
Self-loathing, dude. If everyone.
I think about everything.
But if everyone was like you, they'd all be like that.
If everyone was like me, the world would be a much better place.
Really? All 7 billion self-loathing people?
Because we would all think about all the things that we've done in our life and think about
and
how
be
to be
sad
better.
About it like you?
And be better. I'm not a mopey. Do I sound like a mopey person? I'm not a mopey at all.
You don't deserve a gift because you made fun of a girl in high school.
I don't deserve anything. Mm-mm.
So you don't deserve that computer?
I bought this. I work for everything I get. Everything I get, I buy myself. Okay. Nobody gives me shit.
So I'm an asshole because I accept gifts on my birthday?
Hey, we're different people, bro. You can do whatever you want. I just know that I'm the type of person where I don't take handouts.
I'm going to buy you a gift, and you're going to fucking take it.
I will not.
You will.
I'll take it to Goodwill. I have taken gifts to Goodwill before.
Wait, so when Booker T gets you into Raw for free, you feel bad about that?
Well, no.
Okay.
That's different.
Do you even let anyone ever like pay for your lunch or dinner?
No, I don't like when people do that either. Mm-mm.
And you don't pay for anyone else's?
I do pay for other people. Mm?
So like if we went out, if we got lunch and like you paid for me this week, you wouldn't let me pay for you the next week, to be fair?
No.
That's stupid.
I wouldn't like that. I might let you, but I would not. I would not like that.
You got to get over some of your stuff. You got some issues. You got to relax. It's not a big deal, really, to get a present.
I guess. I'm just a grumpy person.
Stephen Coleman, who are you most excited to see debut in NXT in 2017? Also, will Cryback re-debut in NXT? I don't think so. I don't even know who's debuting in NXT next year.
Other than that super tall kickboxing chick? I don't know if she ever will. Right. That's the only person I'm interested in seeing.
I'm looking forward to Mandy Rose's re-debut since she hasn't been on the show in forever.
Where did I see her? I saw her on some type of programming recently.
Total Divas?
Oh, maybe that's might have been what it is. Is that where I saw her face recently?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Let's see. Okay, this is weird. Toby Flanagan. I don't understand this. I've been coming in my roommate's girlfriend's body wash because they're both annoying as hell. For 2 months, I jerk it in the shower, open the pump, dump it in, and give it a good shake. He just told me her period was super late, so they took a pregnancy test, and she's knocked up. He said, I trust her. I guess the condom ripped or something. I don't know. They're going to raise the child. We have a year left on the lease. The problem is, I'm a hardcore wrestling fan, and they both like Roman Reigns. What are the chances I'm the dad, and do you guys have any advice if I am indeed the father?
What? He thinks he's a father because he comes in their conditioner?
Yeah.
Does she rub the conditioner in her woo-ha? I don't understand.
Yeah,
this.
That would. Yeah,
I don't understand this.
I guess that's a flaw in this story slash yes. joke. Very weird, I must say, Toby.
Very,
very, very weird.
You are dedicated to read that, Andrew.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know why. Jay Iconic, where do babies come from?
Wherever that lady's about to give birth.
From a shampoo bottle.
From I guess a shampoo
you, yeah,
bottle.
How you know?
You well, have to masturbate into a shampoo bottle, apparently.
That's how you do it.
You think I have problems? That guy who's masturbating into a bottle has problems.
Yeah, and openly admitting to it.
Yes.
At least I'd feel shame to not even mention it. Right. Rob, what would happen in the last 5 minutes of WrestleMania 33 if you called the shots? Okay, so this might happen anyway. And if they do, bravo to them. But
is this where Shaq beats...
Absolutely.
Beats the Big Show?
The last 5 minutes, Shaq versus Big Show. And as a swerve, I'd have Big Show win. How about that?
No, you got to have a run-in from like Dennis Rodman.
Or Dwight Howard. He loves wrestling.
Or Dwight Howard, yeah. Ugh. Oh, and Shaq and Dwight Howard are friends? That would be great. I think we just said it right there.
Are they friends now?
I think so.
They used to hate each other.
They have the same agent.
Oh, so they must be best friends because they have the same agent.
It's usually how it works.
No, it's not.
It is.
Not anymore. Not with Shaq being retired.
Does it matter? Anyways, go on. Tell me. Because I already told you how I see
so,
it.
So I hope this is what they do. But, you know, I don't have to get too many details. But, oh, how would the last 5 minutes? So if it's going to be Taker Cena, then... You have no other way to end it. You have to end it with Cena winning.
So I guess you have Cena doing two AAs to The Undertaker?
Oh, five.
Five?
And then he leaves, and then Undertaker gets the curtain call. Like, Undertaker walks off as everyone cheers for him.
How long do you think that lasts?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
I mean, that's what happened when Shawn Michaels lost, and it was the last match. He got, you know, he was the last person there, and he walked off.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't, like... Here's what I would do, at least for like the Kevin Owens main, you know, the Universal title. Whoever Kevin Owens fights, he wins. Afterwards, because they've been hinting this, especially this last Raw and SmackDown. Ambrose gets his ass kicked. Rollins and Reigns gets his ass kicked. Looks like they could use each other's help, right?
Right.
So whoever Owens beats, even if it's Chris Jericho, but even if it's not, like, let's say he beats someone else, who, mm-hmm. whatever. Like, have Owens, Jericho, and Strowman in the ring celebrating, and then all of a sudden, you know, Sierra del India, Virgo, Lima, Delta, Shield. And then the Shield comes out, big surprise, even if it's not that much of a surprise. And then they just wreck shop. They just destroy all three of them. And then it's, like, confirmed that the Shield is back together, and they're here to stay.
Until Rollins hits him with the chair again.
Right, exactly. Yeah. There you go.
Do you think that would be what ends it again?
Rollins, no.
Rollins turn... Because, I mean, they can't stay together forever, so eventually someone's going to turn after a while.
Well, no, they don't have to, like, be the... Like, they could stay together forever in theory. Like, you just don't have to be doing triple threat tag matches every week. Like, it's mm-hmm. just like when Triple H and Shawn Michaels got back together with DX, they did the DX thing. They won the tag titles, but then when they lost it, they were still DX. They just kind of went their separate ways for the most part and, like, did their singles matches. You know, you could just do that. You don't have, like, they're all too big to be, like, just in the Shield and in a stable. You know what I mean? Like, no, they all should be fighting for singles titles, except for Reigns.
Why do you hate Roman Reigns so much?
You do too.
Yeah.
Anyways, Bobby Gonzalez, Andrew, what's a good pizza place I should try?
Little Caesars.
No. So Bobby lives in Houston. We met, me and Joe ran into him in Raw.
Caesars are fucking everywhere.
Joe and I walked in the restroom. We were like talking to each other like way too loud.
Is this where you meet fucking everyone in the restroom?
And then he comes up to me and he's like, oh my gosh, it's you guys. And he's like, I just heard your voices and I knew it was you. We're like, oh, we're such loud funny assholes. But no, there's I would go to what is it called? Romano's. It's on like West Gray in Houston. Romano's pizza. Very good.
Ray Romano has a pizza joint down here?
Yeah, he does, Josh. Okay. You happy now? You made a corny joke.
Thank you.
And
I feel better about myself.
So this
now.
Is a weird account. This is a Twitter account, Sunny, and it's Sunny D 1985, and it's a picture of like the Sunny D drink.
Interesting.
Did you ever drink that?
I did.
Yeah. Could you ask Sin Cara to give us his New Year's resolution and what he's looking forward to for 2017?
I think I can handle this.
Yeah. That sounded more like Bane.
No, okay. My bad.
I'm just kidding.
I'm trying my best, damn it.
I want to, for 2017, I want to do more lucha things.
I'd like to take more flips in 2017.
A kid, good one, Kenny. Oy. Anyway. Kang. What?
Kang.
Hmm. Well, this is awkward.
It is.
All right. That's
why?
All
did he die?
Yeah, he died. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Who?
Rest in peace, Kang.
No, he didn't die.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Motherfucker, you said he did. So many people dying today.
We still don't know anything about Carrie Fisher. Still don't know. Hmm. But speaking of Carrie Fisher, kind of, did you see Rogue One?
I did see Rogue One.
Me too.
And it was glorious. I will give it.
It was really good. I liked it a lot.
It
and I'm
was
not even
good.
That. I'm not even that big of a Star Wars guy.
Mm-mm.
Like, I usually just like the lightsaber stuff, but.
And there were no lightsabers in this one. Spoiler alert!
You know what this kind of felt like? It felt like when J.J. Abrams redid Star Trek, but it didn't really feel like a Star Trek movie, just felt like a really good action movie. This is what Rogue One felt like. So look, if you don't, we're going to talk about it a little bit. If you haven't seen Rogue One yet, then that's pretty much what we're talking about for the rest of the podcast, which isn't, you know, that much longer, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, there were so many things about this. I laughed. I cried. I was really invested in the story. I mean, there wasn't a moment where I was like, you know, bored to tears or anything. I mean, I was really captivated the whole story.
Yeah, same here.
Really
it kept my
it.
Attention.
Yeah. I mean, and there was just so much going on in the movie. It was, for someone who has ADD like myself, I was able to follow it.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
And I liked how it looked like an actual war.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looked like a war zone when they were fighting and everything
it
was
did.
Blowing up. It looked
yeah.
more
Were you
really...
talking about, like, the final stand?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. And I liked that whole sequence. So you had the two split screens. You had, not split screens, but, I mean, you had the battlefront on the space.
Uh-huh.
Then you had the battlefront on the ground. Then you still had the guys that were trying to extract the information inside.
Right.
There was just so much going on in those final, what was that? Probably 20 minutes. That was a long ass battle scene too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really great. Good story.
Yeah.
Sad ending.
Very sad. Also, you know, it would have been cool to see Vader some more. However, they saved him for the very end and he kicked ass for like 30 seconds. It was cool to see him like do that. Like,
he was,
you know,
like Goldberg.
Be awesome for 30 seconds. Yeah, exactly. So that was cool. And the last shot with, you know, them getting the message and then Carrie Fisher as young Princess Leia grabs it and she's like, you know, oh, we have hope.
Right. I was wondering how they were going to do that because like, so like leading up to that final scene, you see him as they're downloading that stuff on the card. Right.
Uh-huh.
And then they get stuck in that little thing and Vader's, you know, fucking rolling through everybody, destroying everybody. I was like, how are they going to get that? Cause it needs to get to Princess Leia.
Right.
And then they end up doing, I was like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea how they were going to get it to Leia.
And those graphics for Princess, cause obviously Carrie Fisher's not 22 anymore.
For a lot of them, because you were telling me one of the motherfuckers had died.
Yeah, the main old general guy, he's dead in real life.
I never
knew
that.
He's in like the whole movie.
That's insane. Yeah, because he was in there a lot.
Yeah.
Not the one in the white coat, right?
No.
Lord Vader, we'll see you now.
Yes.
That guy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because he was in the original movies.
And not only that one, who was the other one? The first lady, Mon Moth, whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who is... leading the rebels.
Yeah.
She was also photoshopped or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like 70 or something like that.
No, I thought they just got a new actress.
No, that's the same person.
Really?
Same person. But what'd you think about the main character? Jane?
She was good.
Yeah, I
liked her. She didn't, like, you know, yeah, she's like 5'2", like, but they didn't make her do anything that was too unrealistic. Like, she wasn't like whooping everyone.
No.
I mean, she beat up some shitty stormtroopers, but anyone could beat up shitty stormtroopers.
Mm-hmm. Are you kind of sad that her and the guy man character didn't get it on?
No, I don't care about that. They were about to as they got disintegrated.
I know, that was so awful. It was like they finally had fell in love and then they died. So that is so disappointing. As someone who's searching for love like myself, I find those moments to be tragic. I cried twice in that movie. That time, and then when her dad died. Her dad died. That was so sad.
Oh.
And then she holding him in her arms and, yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
She had to see both of her parents die.
Yeah, that's some fucked
dude,
up
they
shit.
They got a different actress for Mon Moth. Yeah. It wasn't the same actress, I told you.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, the woman that played Mon Moth is 39.
Maybe like her body, but the face is the same.
No.
I'm pretty sure. I'll look that up later.
Look. This is her. That's the actress that played Mon Moth.
No.
Yes, it's IMDb, fool.
Yeah, and we believe everything on fucking IMDb.
I do.
Okay, Andrew Kang.
Let's see. Let's see who played Mon Mothma. Oh, wait. Hold on. No. Hold on.
See?
Shut up.
I'm telling you.
Who played her in the New Hope? Was she in A New Hope?
She was in Empire Strikes Back.
She was?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then. Ugh. Empire. Thanks.
It doesn't matter. It's just semantics, anyways.
It matters. I love proving you wrong.
Yeah. Well, you'll fail a lot because I'm a pretty right motherfucker.
Oh, please.
So overall, you thought this was like where would you rate this? Like,
again, I'm not a big fan of the Star Wars movies. This probably is my favorite.
But like in terms of like, is this somewhere near your all time favorite movies?
No. But I liked the movie, but I really liked it.
Okay,
yeah, it was fun.
It's probably somewhere near my all time favorite.
Really,
it was really good. I love the story. The story was great.
I don't see any Mon Mothma in Strikes Back.
That has to be a spoiler for next week, Andrew.
Butchering this right now. Ugh, forget it. Anyways, we got one more recap before the new year, so, yeah.
And a 2-hour show next week.
Oh, God. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. You can also listen to the show on YouTube and check out our WWE Bad Lip Reading videos at youtube.com/ShaftedCinemaPisano. And you can check out our new awesome website, which has the memes of the week bios. And every recap, just go to whatswrongwithwwe.com. And please donate to us on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwwe. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Vine and Instagram at whatswrongwwe. You can also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano. And Josh is at Mr. Joshua.
You can follow me there if you want.
Jesus. What are you eating?
Reindeer food.
Reindeer food?
Mm-hmm.
What's reindeer food?
Which is the food that reindeer like to eat.
Is it?
It is.
Are you just making that up?
Mm-mm. It's just Santa Claus approved.
So they like Chex Mix with...
Chex Mix covered in cum.
All right. Good God. See ya. See you later, guys.
It's delicious.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.